Welcome to the Self-Love Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Melanie Monaco, and I am so honored to be connecting with you today through these sound waves. I'm a master self-love coach. I train and certify self-love coaches. I hold numerous certifications and practices like archetypal psychology, energy healing, intuitive eating, and more. But most importantly, I am on a mission to guide others in manifesting more self-love. Self-love empowers us with the tools to not only love and accept ourselves deeply, but to expand our compassion for those around us. Practicing self-love means alchemizing life's challenges by transmuting pain into purpose and viewing obstacles as opportunities for deepening self-awareness and understanding. In this podcast, I'll be sharing inspiration for your own healing journey, guided rituals, spiritual insight, as well as candid conversations with the amazing goddesses on my team and other leaders in the wellness space as well. My hope is that at the end of each episode, you feel empowered, inspired, and more connected to your most authentic self. Self-love may be a personal journey, but it is not a journey that we have to do alone. I am infinitely grateful for our amazing community, and by listening, you are now part of our community too. Thank you for being here. Now let's dive in. Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be coming on live today. I'm gonna wait a second and allow people to join. But what is really special about today's live is that it's the beginning of an interview series that I am going to be doing with self-love coaches. And so if you're not aware already, I train and certify self-love coaches, and I've had a number of coaches, like to the tune of hundreds of coaches, go through my training program and start their businesses. And I had the idea of doing a series of interviews to hear the stories of these amazing women and people. We've not only had women, but we've also had men go through our programs. People who have gone through our programs. And one of the through lines that I've seen in reading tens of thousands of applications and having hundreds of people go through the program is that there's this through line of turning pain into purpose. And what is so beautiful is everybody has their own unique story, but there's this similarity of overcoming challenges and cultivating magic in the midst of a healing process. And so what I'm really looking forward to is inviting on one of our graduates today, and we're going to be doing a mini interview. All right, let's bring her on. Okay, I feel like I got a couple of requests. Okay, so our coach that I'm bringing on today is Ashton. And Ashton is a graduate of our training program. Let's see. I hope that it's connecting. There she is. Hi, beautiful.
Hi, Melanie.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
I'm so excited to have you on for our mini interview.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Yes, you are the first of this interview series. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. Okay, so why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you offer as a coach.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Ashton Williams, and I am a self-love coach. And I decided to target millennial women who need help with self-doubt, anxiety, because that's what I overcame. And so I felt really called to kind of share my message and help other young women through that very same thing. So yes, and it's been a very exciting journey, and Melanie has been amazing during the whole process. So I am just happy to be here.
Oh, yay. Yes. And I love what you shared about, you were dealing with self-doubt and you were dealing with anxiety. So what do you think were some pivotal, like, breakthrough moments for you or tools for you that you then pass along to clients?
So I think the really big one for me is your visualization exercises. I do that with, my coffee calls on Instagram. I do that with all of my clients and they love it. And so I just cannot sing your praises enough. Like I do it when I'm like anxious. I do it when I'm sad. I'm like, okay, what do I want to see? What can I just kind of manifest and bring to fruition just by visualizing it in my mind?
I love that. So you're using the visualizations for yourself and then also passing it along to your clients. What are some other struggles or obstacles that you see your clients having?
So I think a big one is like setting boundaries. I know that was like huge for me too, and that's why I originally like sought out the Heal Your Inner Child program, which is kind of how all of this started for me. But yeah, they suffer with, toxic family members or maybe even toxic past relationships, and they struggle having those boundaries in place. So I help them learn to set boundaries, learn to say no. I know saying no is very hard for people pleasers like me. You always want to say yes, but you really don't.
Yeah, that's such an important skill to be able to develop. And I think so many people don't realize that sometimes saying no is like the kindest thing you can do for yourself and for other people. Because when you can show up more fully in your relationships rather than like drained, it's a gift to everyone involved.
Exactly.
Yeah. What would you say? Was a big like turning point for you in terms of realizing that you wanted to do this work professionally.
So I think I learned a lot of really nice stuff in the Heal Your Inner Child program, like that I had an inner child and I had an inner teenager, which was really fascinating. But I think what I really fell in love with was just this concept of self-love and really loving like all parts of myself, even the dark, challenging parts. And so I went on this journey. Like I started researching self-love coaches, self-love programs, and then I found yours. I found other ones too, but yours just kind of spoke to me because I'm a very like visual person and I love color, right? So I loved all of your pinks and your vibe. Like you looked like a little like witch or a fairy or something with all your cute pictures. And I love the language, like, an advocate for self-love and a mentor. So it just spoke to me. And I was like, okay, I think this is like my next big step.
What do you think was the most impactful part of your time in the training course?
Well, I think just being able to be around like-minded people who are kind of on the same journey as me and being able to get to know them and talk to them and train with them, it was really beautiful. And then, of course, getting to know you and Liz and hearing about your journey, it was very inspiring for me.
Oh, I loved that. The community is my favorite part for sure. And that was something I could not have like imagined it being this magical. So it was really, yeah, it continues to be so fulfilling. And I love that the community just continues to grow.
Yes, so
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so I would love to know what piece of advice you have for people on their self-love journey. And then also if you have any pieces of advice for people who want to become coaches. So those are kind of two questions.
So one thing that I try to remember is something that I learned from you in the program is that you are magical simply for existing. You deserve wonderful things. You deserve good things because everybody deserves wonderful, good things to happen to them. So whenever I am in a dark place or I'm feeling anxious or sad, I'm like, you know what? I'm magical and I deserve all of these things and I don't need to doubt myself or doubt what I'm capable of, right? Because that used to always be my mindset. And my piece of advice for people who want to begin this wonderful, beautiful, magical journey is just to do it. Because if it's in your mind and you're just like going back and forth, like, should I do it? Is it worth it? It most definitely 100% totally is worth it, and you're going to get so much out of that program.
I love that. Such beautiful words. Did you have any fears that you had to overcome in this process?
Yes, I for the longest time, like even just a couple of weeks ago, really, I started like doubting myself, like, okay, can I really do this? Can I really help people? Like, are they gonna think that I'm a fraud? Like, are they gonna think I don't know what I'm talking about? And it was just like, no, they're not. That's you. You know, you don't need to think that about yourself. You did this program, you know what you're doing, you have these tools. You know, you just have to take that step and actually begin this journey and begin, you know, this process of starting your own business and not let those fears control you. Because if you stay stagnant, if you stay where you are right now, chances are you're not going to grow. And then in 5 years or 10 years, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I had this big opportunity and it just threw it all away because I was scared.
Yeah, that gift to your future self of like believing in yourself and what you're capable of, so that 5, 10 years from now, you're living the life that you want to live.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is so powerful and such, yeah, such a common experience too of having that self-doubt. And I think that's there for so many entrepreneurs, no matter what level they're at. Like self-doubt is just part of the process, but if you can feel that fear and do it anyway, you're going to continue to prove your self-doubt that it's not steering the ship.
Right.
So I would love to hear a little bit about what you're currently offering as a coach, and if you have anything that you else that you want to share about your business with our community.
Sure thing. So I currently work with Gloria Zhang. She's the one who introduced me to self-love and the Heal Your Inner Child. She's great. I am her head coach in her program. So I am offering one-on-one coaching. There is a 60 minutes one-on-one where we really get to know each other and we really get to decide like, hey, is this for you? Are we gonna like vibe? And then there's also a 3 month coaching program if you really like, you know, what I'm putting out there, if you really want to dig deep and do more, then there's that option as well, which is really cool. I'm really just enjoying this whole journey. And then I also have my own podcast, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
And it's called Goddess in Me.
I love that. How often are you putting out episodes?
So I actually have a brand new episode, probably either tomorrow or the next day. I still have to finish editing. And that is a huge job. Okay, I was not expecting that, but I enjoy it. But I'm excited because my professor, my sexology professor, was my guest on the show, and we get into some really like heavy, deep topics that a lot of people kind of don't address because, you know, sex and intimacy and stuff like that's kind of taboo for most
Right.
people. But I think that it's necessary to talk about it and to ask questions because it's a part of relationships, right, for most people. So, and he's just a very interesting person. I think he has like two PhDs or something. So I'm excited to for everybody to get to know him. So,
That's going to be released this week, and it's the Goddess in You podcast.
yep, Goddess in Me, and
Awesome.
you can't miss it because I'm in a wedding dress with like a wand and everything. Like you see it, and you're like, oh, there's Ashton.
I love that. Well, I'm going to interview on my podcast too. So those who then listen to this can pop right over to your podcast.
Thank you, Melanie. I appreciate
I
it.
you. Is there anything else that you want to share with the community?
Oh, not right now. Those are the biggest things happening in my life right now, and I'm just so excited to share it with you all.
Yeah, I love, so you're a head coach. You're running your programs. You have your podcast. You're killing it. You're doing so amazing. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so grateful that you've come on today to share your experience. And I'm sure that you've inspired others as well.
Thank you so much, Melanie. You don't know how much those words mean to me. And you have been such a crucial part of this whole process. And I have started using the word magical in pretty much all of my conversations. So thank you for that as well.
I've done my job.
Yes.
Well, this was so much fun. It was honestly just really, really good to connect with you again and feel your amazing energy, and I'm so stoked for all of the wonderful, magical things that are happening in your business.
I will definitely keep you updated, and yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed this as well, Melanie. You're just a beautiful goddess with this like huge like aura about you that's just so inviting and lovely.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for that. And I received that. And oh yes. So where can people follow you?
Okay. So I am Love the Divine Goddess Within on Instagram. I know it's a lengthy handle, but it's also something I picked up from Melanie's program that I just loved. So I just went with it.
Yeah. Good. So Love the Divine Goddess Within. And there they can find your website or the link to your, to book your consultation yes. too.
Okay. Yes, so, I have everything right under my profile. You can find my podcast. You can find my coaching. I also have an Etsy shop, but there's only a few options in there. But it's starting. I'm starting the process of getting that really going. So
I love the diversity that you have in your offerings. It's so cool. Well, I'm sure that everybody's going to want to connect with you, check out your podcast, and I look forward to seeing more growth. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Melanie. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. That was so much fun. I'm really excited to do more of these interviews, so stay tuned. And I just want to thank Ashton for coming on today. That was just the best. And for all of you for joining. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and I'll see you soon for another Self-Love Coach interview. Mwah! Thank you so much for listening today. I do really appreciate it. And if you want to connect further, you can find me on Instagram at The Self Love Lifestyle, on Facebook at The Self Love Lifestyle. You can go to theselflovelifestyle.com to learn more about my offerings and the Self Love Coach Certification Program. And if you feel called, you can rate and review this podcast. That will help more people find it, which does grow our community. So if it feels aligned, I would be so grateful. Otherwise, I'll see you next time. And again, I just want to offer so much gratitude your way for listening today.